testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testinor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text REP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text REP to 321-321. That's REP to 321-321.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM, translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A pair of new jurors have been seated in the hush money trial of Donald Trump. It includes a man with an MBA in finance who follows Trump on True Social and also follows Trump's former attorney and possible prosecution witness, Michael Cohen. In all, seven seated so far after two jurors were dismissed earlier today. GOP House Speaker Mike Johnson pushing ahead with four separate funding measures, he says, that will include aid for Israel and Ukraine. ABC's Jay O'Brien says Johnson's also facing an vote from members of his own party.
The reality here is Johnson doesn't have the support amongst Republicans to get this stuff up for a vote the way he would typically with less controversial legislation. So he's almost certainly going to have to rely on Democrats to pull all this off.
Another close call for two planes, this time at Reagan National in D.C. A JetBlue flight cleared by one traffic controller to take off moments after a different controller cleared a Southwest plane to cross over that same runway. The FAA will investigate. This is ABC News. We now know why there was an outage of 911 systems in several states.
ABC News has learned a third-party vendor associated with the technology company Lumen had a problem installing a new light pole in South Dakota, and the issue apparently disabled 911 systems temporarily overnight in that state as well as in Texas, Nebraska, and Nevada. Some callers reported difficulty getting through to 911 dispatchers on landlines and on cell phones. In a statement to ABC News, a Lumen spokesperson apologized and said, "Our techs identified the issue and worked hard to fix it as quickly as possible." Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Google Maps is adding features to make it easier for electric vehicle drivers to find charging stations. They include real-time information about availability and charging speeds. Google says it will start rolling out the features in the coming months. Those features will first be available for drivers with Google built in. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-Day Super Sale, April 19th through the 22nd, and get 40% off paints and stains with prices starting at $26.69. That means 40% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 40% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Real Country 1430 WRDN reminds you to shop our area businesses in the listening area first. From Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, Ellsworth, Alma, and everywhere in between, find the products and services you need all at affordable prices. You know, these local businesses offer personal service you just don't get at box stores. Shopping locally first not only supports our friends and neighbors, but also supports you. Our local businesses contribute to many school and civic organizations. They provide jobs and they help strengthen our economies. Shop locally first. This reminder from Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the low 30s with a freeze warning. For tomorrow, mostly sunny and breezy, high upper 40s. Saturday, near 50 with sun, and around 60 on Sunday with more sunshine. A chance of rain into Monday. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 52 right now.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Bob Haig. A longtime Wisconsin Democratic politician is running for Congress.
Peter Barca is challenging Republican Congressman Brian Stile in his bid for a fourth term representing the 1st Congressional District. Barca is a veteran of Wisconsin politics, and his announcement was not unexpected after he recently resigned as State Revenue Secretary. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Biden campaign has announced Vice President Kamala Harris plans to campaign in La Crosse on Monday at an event focused on abortion rights. She'll also hold a second event there focused on the economy and health care. Harris was in Madison last month and in Waukesha in January. The Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office says a human torso and arm were found early Thursday morning on a Lake Michigan beach. They're believed to belong to 19-year-old Shade Robinson, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Grocery prices.
Well, now to more sticker shock at the grocery store.
Chaos at the southern border.
Thousands of migrants have joined a caravan in Central America that's making its way to the U.S.
Cutting the wages of working Americans.
And now they can employ cheap immigrants instead of having to pay working-class Americans a living wage.
But Biden and Tammy Baldwin don't care. They're millionaires. Tammy Baldwin lives in a million-dollar luxury penthouse in Washington, D.C. Oh, come on. How do you think career politicians like Biden and Tammy Baldwin and their families become millionaires?
The records show Hunter Biden's company received nearly $5 million in consulting contracts from that joint venture funded by a Chinese energy company.
Inflation, out-of-control immigration, insider deals. That's the Biden and Baldwin way. America's PAC is responsible for the content of this advertising paid for by America's PAC and not authorized by any other candidate or committee. America's PAC 527.com.
O'Galley Cheese Factory would like to thank everyone in the local WRDN listening area for their support of our local dairy farmers and processors. O'Galley Cheese is proud to be part of such a strong community. We salute all our dairy farmers for their continued hard work and dedication throughout the years. For all your cheese needs, the O'Galley Cheese retail store is open 7 days a week. O'Galley Cheese is located just north of Durand on Highway 25.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your Napa Gold Car Care Center, Durand. Heike Wealth Management, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, and the Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for five generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. A Winona man was arrested on drug charges in Buffalo County Monday. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, deputies pulled over 55-year-old Robert Gunther for littering and operating left of center on Highway 35 in the town of Buffalo. During the traffic stop, a K-9 unit was deployed around Gunther's vehicle and detected drugs, which were found after a search of the vehicle. Deputies found around 200 grams of methamphetamine packaged for sale. Gunther's been charged with possession with intent to deliver methamphetamine and possession of THC. All 72 Wisconsin counties have now low fire danger. That follows all of the rainfall earlier this week. It is a significant improvement from the beginning of the week when all but two counties had high or very high fire danger. Here in western Wisconsin, with the low fire danger, it's because of 1 to 2 inches of rain has fallen this week. Now dry weather, though, is expected for the weekend. Eau Claire County is looking to add hundreds of miles to its ATV trails. That county is moving ahead with a plan to allow people to drive their ATVs or UTVs on county roads. Highway Commissioner John Johnson says the new plan will open up about 75% of the county roads to ATV and UTV traffic. Currently, ATV drivers can use just about a third of county roads. Johnson says it will take till later this summer, though, to open the roads. And he says any road that does not have a specific ATV-UTV sign will not be open for drivers and their four-wheel vehicles. There's a lot of people who don't know who they're going to vote for in Wisconsin's race for the U.S. Senate. The latest Marquette Law School poll gives Democratic incumbent Senator Tammy Baldwin a 45-41 lead over Republican Eric Hovde among likely voters. But the poll says 15% of people don't even know yet. Hovde has just a 19% favorability rating. But the poll again says 56% of voters say they don't know enough about him. Hovde's trying to unseat Baldwin, who is running for her third term in the Senate. A nonprofit group has completed its pledge to give $1 million to support the operation of a Southern Minnesota Nature Center. Friends of Oxbow were recognized this week for making its third and final donation to the Oxbow Park and Zolman Zoo. The Oxbow Park Nature Center opened in Olmsted County last year, and the donations by the nonprofit will go to mainly support exhibits and the facility. You're listening to WRDN News.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Community members of the Durant, Arkansas School District will have an opportunity to give their opinions on a new superintendent. During last night's board meeting, the board did agree to provide a link for a survey via social media. That link is scheduled to be released today. Community members are encouraged to fill out the survey as soon as possible, as on April 24th, the board will review the applications and decide whom to invite to the first round of interviews that are scheduled for April 30th. One person was injured in a single vehicle accident in Heartland Township Sunday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 26-year-old Bryce Freon of Maiden Rock was traveling eastbound on Highway 10 when he lost control and struck a guardrail. He was taken to Mayo Hospital in Red Wing with undetermined injuries. Eau Claire City Attorney wants the state to investigate and prosecute, if possible, the CEO at HSHS Hospitals. City Attorney Stephen Nick sent a letter to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services explaining that HSHS abruptly closed its hospitals in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls without enough notice. Nick says the state licenses hospitals and he wants the state to do something so other hospitals and other communities don't do the same thing. It's not clear just which law Nick wants used against HSHS or its CEO. The hospitals closed last month because of cost pressures and the lingering impacts of the COVID pandemic. One of the suspects in Western Wisconsin's largest fentanyl ring made his first appearance in court on dozens of drug charges. 41-year-old Hector Jimenez Souza was in court yesterday and entered a not guilty plea. He's looking at 27 different counts as part of a drug ring that stretched from Eau Claire to the Twin Cities. Investigators say he was getting drugs through the mail and then selling them across the area. Jimenez Souza is one of six people who were arrested in February as part of a major sweep across western Wisconsin. Wisconsin will partner with the U.S. Department of Transportation to help review consumer complaints against airlines. Attorney General Josh Call says his office is now able to investigate the complaints, which are typically handled by the U.S. Department of Transportation under federal law. The federal agency will give technical help and training. Most complaints are about refunds, flight disruptions, and missing or delayed baggage. You're listening to WRDN News.
Planning for retirement and your family's future should not keep you up at night. I'm Tyler Schroyer of Heike Wealth Management. From Roth IRAs and 401k rollovers to life insurance needs and purchasing CDs, I strive to add value to your financial and retirement picture. Visit HeikeWealthManagement.com or stop at my office on 3rd Avenue West in Durand to schedule an appointment. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance offered through Heike Wealth Management, LLC, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial Services.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Become a preferred customer of the Hometown Guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamsuperservice.com.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Madison firefighters are blaming a squirrel for a solar panel fire at a home on that city's east side. Fire crews responded to the fire at a house on Littlemore Drive just before 2:45 p.m. Wednesday. Firefighters say the fire was contained to just the solar panel and some shingles. Investigators say fire crews saw at least one squirrel run from underneath the solar panels. They're just not sure what the squirrel was doing. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Hill shares key to Super Speedway success. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today. We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Austin Hill has become known as a Super Speedway specialist. Of eight NASCAR Xfinity Series victories, four have come at Daytona and Pocono. The Richard Childress Racing pilot also captured the last two poles at Talladega. Turning 30 on Sunday, the Georgia native shared why he's so successful on the big tracks.
I think I just make a lot of the right decisions at the right time. I take all the runs that I can get, and even if they don't work out, then I learn from it early in the race and try not to make that same mistake twice going, you know, in late in the run. I do think some kind of luck is involved, but if you can position yourself inside the top four or five and, you know, be in those first two or three rows, you have a higher percentage of getting the job done.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
This year, wouldn't you like to stop feeling self-conscious about your receding hairline or thinning hair? Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow from New Nordic as an effective way to get thicker-looking hair. Hair Grow is backed by an exclusive U.S. patent and is clinically proven to promote more hair growth. Ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens or shop online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. That's New, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
"How's your French going?"
you can say,
"Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue."
Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
The Bucks took the day off today after practicing the last two. I'm Bill Scott with sports. We'll get back after it again tomorrow with hopes that point guard Damian Lillard can return to full workouts. He'll take on the Pacers on Sunday night. Miami's Jimmy Butler won't be available tomorrow night when the Heat face Chicago for the eighth seed in the Eastern Conference playoffs. Butler suffered a right MCL injury and is expected to be out for several weeks. Brewers are also off today following their 1-0 win over the Padres yesterday. They'll open a 3-game weekend series in St. Louis tomorrow night. NFL draft chatter continuing to heat up as the draft now just 7 days away. Detroit is host to the NFL extravaganza this year with the Packers on the clock in 2025. The Packers have 11 selections in next week's draft, starting with the 25th overall pick. And Nina standout Grant Dean has committed to Wisconsin for their 2025 football recruiting class. He's the eighth known commitment for that class. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
New coaches polls for softball and girls soccer, plus results of tournament performance factor appeals. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. More high school sports news after this.
Athletes aren't born. Their success is built through hard work, dedication, and a love for chocolate milk. Chocolate milk is the low-fat, protein-packed recovery drink of choice that elite athletes around the world turn to after their toughest workouts. Looking for a competitive edge? Replenish, rehydrate, and recover with chocolate milk.
Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and local promotion groups.
A new softball poll is out this week, courtesy of the Wisconsin Fast Pitch Softball Coaches Association. It is powerhouse Kaukauna that remains on top of the D1 rankings. There's a new number one team in Division 2, however, as New London leapfrogs Freedom for the top spot. Broadhead remains atop Division 3, with Grantsburg once again the number one team in D4. Pacelli is tops in Division 5. There's a big change atop the Wisconsin Soccer Coaches Association rankings for Division 1 girls soccer. Arrowhead makes the jump from 5th last week to 1st this week. There's a change in Division 2 as well, with Whitefish Bay narrowly slipping ahead of Oregon. Plymouth is a top-ranked squad in D3, with Cedar Grove Belgium once again occupying the number one spot in Division 4. After identifying which winter sports teams met the threshold for elevation next season as part of the WIAA's Tournament Performance Factor System, WSN made contact with all impacted schools to determine if they appealed and the outcome of that decision by the classification committee. A total of 37 teams hit the 6-point mark, though 13 were already in D1. That left 24 teams eligible to appeal, with 12 doing so to the WIAA. However, only Division 5 girls basketball state champion Albany Monticello had their appeal granted, as they remain in D5 next year. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net and search Apple for the WSN podcast.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. We boated up to our first fishing spot, and my buddy said, "Look at all the fish on this sonar. I'm going to get a jig down to them right now." I said, "You do that, and I'm going to drop the camera." I'll tell you why I did that, but first...
Unleash the power of the OnX Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onxmaps.com/hunt.
We pulled up to this fishing spot, and my buddy said, "Look at all those fish on the sonar." I'm like, "Wow, this could be good." He said, "I'm going to drop a jig and a minnow down to these fish right away." I said, "That's a great idea. I'm going to drop the camera." When I got the camera down there and started looking around, there were no fish. All those fish we saw on the sonar, it was just grass that was bent over from the current. I said, "Those are looking like fish on the sonar, but what it is vegetation." And that's where the camera comes in real handy. You want to be fishing fish. You can see something on your sonar and you can go, "Wow, that looks like something that's going to be very productive." And when you get the camera down there, you find out it's not. The next spot that we moved to, which was a big flat that had little patches of weeds on it, was covered with smallmouth bass and northern pike. We caught fish for the next 2 hours. It was great. But how did I know those fish were down there? Because we put the camera down and I could actually see those fish in that spot. We drifted a little ways. We spotted some fish. We threw out a marker buoy and we were right on the spot where the fish were. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes. They've meticulously designed stylish footwear with all the fits and features you want. They have fits like wide fit, relaxed fit, stretch fit, arch fit, and more. Plus, they have luxurious features including Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's like walking on a cool side of the pillow all day long. And best of all, they find a way to keep them affordable. You simply can't get more comfort and style for your dollar. So if you want the kind of footwear I'd create, get yourself a pair of Skechers. It's comfort with style and more.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the low 30s with a freeze warning. For tomorrow, mostly sunny and breezy, high upper 40s. Saturday, near 50 with sun, and around 60 on Sunday, with more sunshine. A chance of rain into Monday. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 52 right now.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield, and happy Thursday as we look at the markets. Unfortunately, not a lot of happiness when you looked at the grain complex, except for the wheat for the most part. Livestock side on the other side, cattle were definitely on fire and mixed trade on these lean hogs as they try to get their footing back underneath them. Joining us today is going to be Mike Zuzulo. Mike, of course, is with Global Commodity Analytics, and we're going to take a different look. We're going to do some exploration to start out today's program about the difference with the fuel and the feed and how it all relates to the commodity markets. So, Mike, kind of give me your thoughts and takeaways about how these two are so intertwined, but how they affect on a daily basis.
Yeah, and you know, what I did today to talk to you about Susan was, kind of thinking about some of the conversations I had with clients on the phone, specifically a couple in Illinois and a couple in Nebraska that both had old crop corn in the bin. And I've been wanting to see the second half of April show a wheat-led rally to the upside for the corn and beans because of the tighter supplies that we have. And even though we're planting right now, I feel like between the geopolitics and the tight world wheat supplies, we have a chance, and I think a historical chance, to turn the market back higher, kind of like what we did in 2009. And so that's kind of my model year for the upside. My model year for the downside when it comes to the hard red wheat specifically is 2015. And I think both those years kind of have some similar fundamentals to them. But what we saw this week and why we're not going higher in the corn and beans, I feel at least, is because we're seeing a price action shift The dollar has gone in a true direction higher. The food, meaning the wheat market, has gone in a direction lower, and the crude oil market, the fuel market. So the food and fuel commodities, the crude and the wheat, which really are my leaders all the time, but especially right here, right now. And again, going back to the weather scenarios with the hard red wheat belt, the temperature extremes we've seen, the dryness we're seeing, the U.S. dollar is back above last week's highs now, and the crude oil has hit fresh three-month lows today. And I think this really gave the corn and beans no chance to rally, especially in light of the weekly export sales. And I think this goes back to what we've been fighting for the better part of a year, year and a half, and it goes to the trade issues between the United States and China. And I think the funds are looking at the demand side of the equation, and they see China. And if they see increased frictions, and this week we had the increased frictions with the potential steel tariffs to be put on the Chinese steel and tripling them, in fact, from their current levels, I think that really did a lot of damage to the psychology of the trade. And as I said to the clients on the phone, took a lot of the other fundamentals out there, like South American crop problems, like a very hot, dry pattern that we're establishing in the Western Corn Belt more, and certainly in the hard red wheat belt more. Several fundamentals out there would suggest we should be going higher, not lower at this point. So I think that's really where I sit as we're at the halfway point in the month of April.
So let's talk about South America then, because I think there's still a lot of unknowns out there as to where they're at. Brazil's wrapping up their harvest. Argentina's getting ready to start theirs. We know that there's been a lot of weather and other factors that have been weighing in.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I think this is kind of nice to dovetail the South American situation in with what we're talking about already, because one of the things that the U.S. dollar going higher did, it also brought the Brazilian real currency back to its 13-month low against the U.S. dollar this week. And it's, you know, trading back in that really low range as we go on the air here on Thursday afternoon. And so between the crude oil going down and that hitting the soybean oil, and then the currencies hitting the soy complex proper through the Brazilian currency, it's a double whammy effect. And so South America is still very much at play and very important here. One of my good colleagues in South America just gave me an update, and he confirmed and helped support some of my analysis that we do have corn problems. You know, the Rosario Argentine Corn Exchange, the Rosario Exchange for Corn, I should say, took their corn expectation down to 50.5 million tons this week versus 57 million tons prior. The USDA Ag Attaché just came out and did a similar move, went from 57 million down to 51 million. And this is compared to the WASDE report last week of 55 million for the corn. So both Brazil and Argentina corn production looks hurt. It looks damaged. In the soybeans, we're not so sure. In fact, my South American colleague said that he, in quotes, many local brokers in Brazil are now recommending early sales to Brazilian farmers due to an estimation of lower prices in early 2025. And they're saying it's a hurry to hedge type mindset down there. And this kind of fits well with the idea that USDA sees lower exports here for our soybeans, and that's due to price. And so that Paranagua pork price is, that Argentina upriver price, really, really important for corn and beans, and that's really going to direct my recommendations.
Well, and then talking about beans and exports, it was nice to see the Philippines come in and make a bean purchase this morning.
Yeah, and we had meal in there too, and I think this is another key element of the Argentine market. The best-looking chart out there right now from the grain perspective, in my opinion, on a weekly basis, is the soy meal. It's really looking very strong in terms of holding on to recent lows, and I think this goes back to, in part, the soy meal issue that we have, maybe brewing the soybean issue and the inability to Argentina to export much soybean meal because they are in the top three, just like they are in the corn when it comes to the meal. So if we're going to look for some support out of the beans, or for the beans, I think meal is a key issue to be looking at. But for me, overall, as we've talked about before many times, if we really want a trend change in the soybeans to the upside, I think the wheat and corn need to drive that bus.
All right, well, stick around, folks. More is coming up as we get ready here for the second half of today's Channel Final Bell. We come back, we'll finish up on the grains, and then find out what was the motivational spark with this cattle complex. It's the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Welcome back to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. As our conversation does continue with Mike Zuzulo, Mike is with Global Commodity Analytics. And Mike, we talked a little bit about the exports from a soybean perspective, and no surprise, corn has continued to be on the quiet side. Is this a trend we're going to see into the near future, or could we possibly see other countries than China maybe looking to us?
Yeah, I think the latter, Susan. What I'm talking about with the clients that I was talking about in section one or segment one about was if you have to potentially dump out of some old crop corn for cash flow or basis contracts are coming due, you know, I can't say this specifically as a recommendation for compliance reasons, but I could see a reason that the new crop corn may be a place to be in the hunt for some long positions or some re-ownership positions, because I do think that as we go through the later part of the spring and early summer, we should see the tightening of the supply-demand balance sheets. And the corn stocks-to-use ratios globally have been treading water the last four or five years at almost the exact same percentage level. And it wouldn't take much of a decline in ending stocks to really bump that stocks-to-use ratio down to a five-year low. And I think the market should probably take notice of that, especially given the funds and how short they are in this grain market. And that's probably the biggest thing that I left out of segment one is what's the biggest reason why we should see a second half April rally led by the wheat and the crude oil, not just geopolitics, but when are the funds going to say, okay, we've had our fun in the short side of these markets. Let's start covering all these short grain in soybean positions.
And finally, let's look at this at the wheat complex quickly, because it's got some adverse weather that's moving in a little bit. Maybe not as cold as it's going to be in the northern tiers, but there's still talk of weather with dryness and cold snaps.
Yes, and I think this is where between the weather side of the equation and the European markets holding up very nicely and the fundamentals in Ukraine improving, i.e. their wheat prices coming up in the past 2 to 3 months, I think there's a reason to think that the wheat is trying to carve out a final low or a pre-harvest low, I guess I should say. And so that 520 area in soft red wheat, that 560 area in hard red wheat, those two support levels are exceptionally important for me to hold on a monthly closing basis this month, because if we take those out, it really breaks apart the analysis. And technically speaking, on the monthly charts, it really opens you up to the downside, in my opinion. And I think wheat and corn would probably pull the beans down pretty substantially then.
All right, switching gears, head over to the livestock. What do you see as that fuel behind this cattle market? We had a nice high on Monday and Tuesday, and then a dip yesterday.
Yeah, and we settled softer today. And I think that if you add all those 3 days together and then include Monday's, you know, bump just from a short covering mindset coming off of the first of the week versus the end of last week, I think you can see a pretty close correlation that the feeders and the corn market have a lot of sensitivity to one another. And I think you can see that the fat cattle and the stock market has a lot of sensitivity. And it's interesting because I keep track of the relationship between different assets. And right now, the S&P 500 futures, which is an equity index like the Dow Jones, it and live cattle are running at about a plus 80% relationship or correlation in price between between each other on an 18-week basis. And so I think you could see to this week pretty closely that when the stock market tried to bounce again today, we saw the cattle market really rev up. But then when we started to go lower and make new three-month lows in the S&P 500 late in the day, I think the cattle wanted to give up and see some profit-taking and longs jump out. So I'd be watching that very closely. I'd also be watching these dollar headwinds that we've been talking about. USDA just came out with some export-import figures in their livestock dairy poultry report. February beef exports were down 3% versus February of last year at 244 million pounds. Imports up 24%. That was a record for the month of February at 351 million pounds. So some of the stuff you and I have been talking about a higher dollar hurting our export business and bringing more imports in, that seems to be gaining traction. And so we got to really watch that this year compared to last.
And that drop in the pork exports, I think, may caught many by surprise.
Yeah, and this is where if it continues, it could backwash those potential foreign demand back into our domestic supply and back in the meat cases and restaurants here and really compete very effectively with the beef side of the equation. So next stop, though, tomorrow is cattle on feed. That may give us a good indication of what our real demand is domestically because we've got a very low marketings number, below 90% on average for the month of March. And that was surprising to me because we've got the cattle out there that if we've got the business, we should have some good marketings.
All right. What's the best way for folks to reach you, Mike?
GlobalComResearch.com, and it's GlobalCom with two M's, research.com, and get a trial and take a look at our product services brochure.
All right, sounds good. Of course, just a quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And that is today's Channel Final Bell. It is brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional. And you got to hear in the background Mike's assistant, Brett, saying it's time to wrap up the markets. Have a great rest of your afternoon. It's the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
The grand opening of the new Menominee Napa Auto Parts is this Thursday from 9 to 3. The all-new Napa is under new local ownership. There'll be a free lunch from 11 to 1, door prizes, and a Milwaukee Tools sidewalk sale. Reps will be on-site to answer all your questions on Milwaukee Tools for your shop. Farmers, get your equipment ready for spring planting with specials on hydraulic hoses, oils, tools, toolboxes, and more. It's the grand opening of the new Menominee Napa, Stout Street, Menominee, Thursday from 9 until 3.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. The USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service announced last week that they were canceling the release of the mid-year cattle inventory report and the cotton objective yield report, prompting responses from ag associations. I'll have more details when we come back.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
The National Agricultural Statistics Service is a branch of the USDA tasked with preparing estimates and reports on the production, supply, and price of goods in the ag economy. Its staffers are largely statisticians, mathematicians, and computer specialists, and they crank out nearly 500 reports each year on issues impacting agriculture as a whole. But last week, Dr. Seth Myers, USDA's chief economist, confirmed that two of those reports won't be coming out this summer as the agency grapples with a funding shortfall. The two reports getting the axe this year were the mid-year cattle inventory report and the objective yield report for cotton growers. As Dr. Meyer explains, quote, NASS has been very diligent about trying to find other ways not to cut the reports, but at some point, there's simply a shortfall and you've got to look for things that remain on the schedule. Cattle producer organizations responded quickly, noting that this year the size of the herd is hugely important as the industry has the smallest beef cow herd since the 1950s. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association called the decision to discontinue the mid-year inventory report misguided, with Vice President Ethan Lane saying, quote, "It's disingenuous for the same agency which touts its commitment to transparency in livestock markets to arbitrarily cease production of reports which provide just that." NCBA calls on USDA NASS to immediately reverse this decision and continue to deliver on its mission. The mid-year inventory, historically released on July 1st, typically provided the first look at the current year's calf crop, so the market will be searching for new ways to determine that information later this summer. Officials also announced the end of the objective yield report for the cotton market, which tracked expected cotton yields through the growing season across seven states. Agency officials also said they'll stop providing county-level estimates for crop and livestock production this year, and I'll have more on that when we come back.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one, so we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Yes, in addition to the mid-year cattle inventory report and the cotton objective yield report, the USDA will no longer publish county-level production estimates. Agency officials said the risk management agency now utilizes most of their own data for crop insurance decisions, so this report was less important than it used to be. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the low 30s with a freeze warning. For tomorrow, mostly sunny and breezy, high upper 40s. Saturday, near 50 with sun, and around 60 on Sunday with more sunshine. A chance of rain into Monday. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 50.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
What do you say when it's over? Don't know if I should say anything at all. One day we're rolling in the clover. Next thing you know, we take the fall. Still I think about the years since I first met you and the way it might have been without you here. I don't know if words for me can still upset you, but I've just got to make this memory stand clear. I know I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, now I think I can. And I'm leaving here a better man. Set you free. Just like some old nursery rhyme your mama told you, you still believe in some old meant to be. Still I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, better man. Yes, I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, now I know I can. And I'm leaving here a better man. I'm leaving here a better man.
You can tell your old man you'll do some largemouth fishing in another town. You just got too much on your plate to bait and cast a line. You can always put a rain check in his hand till you can. You can keep putting off forever with that girl whose heart you hold, swearing that you'll last someday further down the road. You can always put a diamond on her till you can. If you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it, 'cause a dream won't chase you back. If you're gonna love somebody, hold them as long and as strong and as close as you can, till you can. Box of greasy parts sitting in the trunk of that 65, still waiting on you and your granddad to bring it back to life. You can always get around to fixing up that Pontiac till you can't. If you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it, 'cause a dream won't chase you back. If you're gonna love somebody, hold them as long and as strong and as close as you can, till you can. So take that phone call from your mama and just talk away, 'cause you'll never know how bad you wanna till you can't someday. Don't wait on tomorrow, 'cause tomorrow may not show. Say your sorries, your I love yous, 'cause man, you never know. If you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream,
Cause a dream won't chase you back. If you're gonna love somebody, hold them as long and as strong and as close as you can, till you can. Yeah, if you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it. Cause a dream won't chase you back. If you're gonna love somebody, hold them as long and as strong and as close as you can, until you can.
Shaw Kellogg Falcons.
From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Take off time to time with those crazy friends of mine. Head out on steel horses with wheels and we ride. We burn up that road to old Mexico. Blend in with the desert, just we amigos, and we roll. Cowboys like us sure do have fun, racing the wind, chasing the sun. Take the long way around, back to square one. Today we're just outlaws out on the run. There'll be no regrets, no worries and such, cowboys like us. Talk about living, babies and women, all that we've lost and all we've been given. We sing about true love, lie about things we ain't done. Drink one more cold one, come morning get up and we roll. Cowboys like us sure do have fun, racing the wind, chasing the sun. Take a long way around, back to square one. Today we're just outlaws out on the run. There'll be no regrets, no worries and such, for cowboys like us. Take the long way around, back to square one. Today we're just outlaws out on the run. There'll be no regrets, no worries and such, for cowboys like us. Cowboys.
Tell me something.
You wanna be